Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, good morning. God bless you. Today is July the 7th, Wednesday, 2021, and I pray for those that are in the way of the hurricane. Be safe and stay cautious. Also, remember COVID is still out here. No matter if you had one shot, two shots, still take precaution. As always, God bless you, and I pray for those that are sick and shut in. Yes, God, yes. And I pray for Shirley Willis, Eldorani, Ayana in California. I pray for Sister D, my girl. She always be my girl. My best friend, my best buddy, and sister. Always. Amen, amen. I pray for those that are in Miami with the building collapse. God prays that they pull the rest of the bodies out of the rubbish. And we pray that God has given those people a peace of mind, that those that they have found. Heavenly Father, I pray that you continue to keep those on the guided path of righteousness and keep all of us in that path. I pray for these in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. My topic, take a look, coming from Psalms 104, verses 1 to 2. And from the easy verse Bible, and it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with the splendor and majesty, covering yourself with light as with a garment, stretching out the heavens like a tent." When the psalmist felt overwhelmed and needed to be reminded of God's greatness, they look around them, past the busyness of life, past the day-to-day toils and trouble, past the evil that abounded, past all of that to the ways God was revealed in his creation. Psalms 104 gives a panoramic view of how God created and cares for the earth and everything on it. His many acts included forming the solid ground, shaping the mountains and valleys and seas with a command, making gushing springs and plentiful vegetation, and ordering the days and seasons. Yes, God's fingerprints are everywhere. So much so that the psalmist declared, "O Lord, how manifold are your works. O Lord, my God, you are very great." What do you do when you're overwhelmed? Do you head to the spa? Do you hunker down with a good book or a gooey brownie? Or do you hit the gym or maybe some high notes while singing in the shower? For a change, do what the psalmist did. Step outside. Look around at God's creation and let your heart praise him. This is my word for today. Take a look. Yes, take a look around you and think, that God has his hands on you. Amen. God, I see your greatness in the sky and the ocean and in this whole world. Awesome are you. Amen. 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 Yes, God is awesome and God has his hands on us. His fingerprints is on everything that we see, surround, smell, touch, speak. So be thankful for what we have and what God has done for us. Again, is my word for the day. Take a look and take a close look. And I have another word for you on Friday. God bless you and may God keep you. Amen. Amen.